Today, we'd like to see the title of Zacchaeus in the book of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 to 27. To an online world people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 5, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for this day I must stay at your house. Why did Jesus invite by himself on Zacchaeus, and how can we apply it to our life? Question 2, in verses 9 and 10, and Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. What do these mean in the context, and what did Jesus teach the audience in the context? Question 3, in verse 26, for I say to you that to everyone who has will be given, and from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Why is it so in the context, and what could we learn from here? Last time, Mark chapter 10:46, the blind man was healed in Jericho by Jesus. In Luke chapter 18, verses 42, 43. Then Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Then today, chapter 19, verse 1, then Jesus entered and passed through that Jericho. Jericho, close to Jerusalem, 20 miles or 32 kilometers away from Jerusalem. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector. Tax collector was a publican who collected the taxes from the Jews for Roman government. Considered a traitor by the Jews. In fact, many tax collectors were cheaters or crooks. And he was rich, and he sought to see who Jesus was. So his heart to seek for Jesus, the truth, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of a short stature. He is a little man. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And Jesus came to place. Jesus looked up and saw Zacchaeus and said to Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for this day I must stay at your house. Jesus' self-invitation to the notorious tax collector, Zacchaeus, was made because Jesus came to save, not to condemn. Matthew chapter 9, verse 12 and 13, cross-reference. Jesus heard that. Jesus said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Also, Jesus' communication with Cornelius, John chapter 3, verse 16 up to 18. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Then verse 6, so he made a haste and came down and received Jesus joyfully. The little tax collector's heart was joyful to receive Jesus. But when they saw it, they all complained. The audience, all audience complained, saying, Jesus has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Like Matthew chapter 9, verse 10 to 11, now it happened, as Jesus sat at the table in the house, that behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with Jesus and Jesus' disciples. And when Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, why does your teacher eat with the tax collectors, including Matthew, and sinners? Mike, that similar question right here. Then verse 8, then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. This little tax collector expressed his heart to love God because of God's heart upon the poor, the widow, and the fatherless. Matthew chapter 25, verses 40. And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, in as much as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Verse 9, and Jesus said to him, this day or today, salvation has come to this house. Jesus answered to this little tax collector in response to the complaining the Jews' audience. Today, salvation has come to this house. Jesus came for salvation, not for judgment. From Zacchaeus, then consequently, Zacchaeus' family members. He also is a son of Abraham. He has the same forefather as all complaining audience. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. So Son of Man, the title of Jesus for the ransom, has come to seek and to save that which was lost, to seek sinners for salvation, not the righteous man. Now this little man is not condemned. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Therefore, now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Verse 11, now as they heard these things, Jesus spoke another parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and because they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately. Jesus gave this parable to correct their misunderstanding. The kingdom set up right now upon the destruction of the Roman Empire. Here people who set up their mind don't hear anything contrary to it, but only thing that confirms it. So immediately, therefore, Jesus said, a certain nobleman went into a far country. Nobleman, a symbol of Jesus, went in a far country into heaven, where God the Father sit there, to receive for himself a kingdom. That's a symbol of a millennial kingdom to be established on the earth and to returns on the earth. Then verse 13, so he called 10 of the nobleman, 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 pounds British, the money unit, but another translation, minus is Greek, Hebrew money, silver units. So each servant, because 10 servants received 10 pounds or 10 miners, so each servant received 1 pound or 1 miner. So miner is a symbol of one life. 1 miner, silver money in Hebrew, 60 shekels is like a penny. So one of a 60th talent. Talent is golden money. So do business till I come. Be faithful until Jesus returns. In verse 17 of their faithful, this parable is not the same as dealing with abilities of talents. Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 and 15. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. So that parable is in order to Jesus explain the sign of the end when Jesus returns on earth. That one is a talent, ability. Certain Christian received a lot of talent, certain Christian medium, certain is lower. So that is a talent. But here is each person equally, 1 minor or 1 pound is 1 life. So then verse 14, but his citizens hated him. His citizens, the Jewish people, hated the nobleman, Jesus, and sent a delegation after him saying, we love have this man to reign over us. We love have Jesus to rule over us. The most Jews still take this position today. Verse 15, and so it was that when he returned, the nobleman, or Jesus returned, having received the kingdom, so Jesus ready to establish the millennial kingdom, he then commanded these servants. Here these servants imply the Christian. Here, the millennial kingdom is not yet coming today, but he was crowned as a king in heaven after his ascension, after crucifixion. Matthew chapter 22, verse 44. The Lord said to my Lord, sit my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Or Revelation chapter 19, verse 16. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. He will receive a reward accordingly at his judgment. So Lord's judgment. Like in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. If anyone work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone works is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. If you work out of Holy Spirit, you will receive a reward from the Lord, but if not, you would not receive a reward, but although you are saved. But this is not why the great white throne judgment against unbelievers. That is Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. Then I, John the Apostle, saw a great white throne, and him, Jesus the Lord, who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. So then is the new heaven, new earth to come, that one. Verse 16, then came the first servant, saying, Master, or Lord, your pound, or your mina has earned 10 minas. So the first servant makes one mina, 10 minas, or 10 pounds. And the second, here, faithful, you are faithful. The second came saying, Lord, or Master, your mina has earned 5 minas. Likewise, meaning you were faithful in a very little. He said to him, you also be over 5 cities. So the Lord allowed you, first one, 10 cities rule in the Millennium Kingdom. Millennium Kingdom, all Christians become kings. But Jesus, the King of Kings. So that one is a rule here, 5 cities. Verse 20, then another came saying, Lord, here is your mina, or your pound, which I have kept put away in a handkerchief, not faithful at all, but lazy. For I feared you, because you are an austere man. The master is a severe man, or a merciless man. You collect what you did not deposit, and reap what you did not sow. The master is unfair, or not just master. Sort of blamed the master. And he said to him, out of your own mouth, the noble man said to the lazy servant, out of your own mouth I will judge you. You admitted by your sin, I will judge you. You wicked servant, because his accusing notion justifies his unfaithfulness. So that's why. That is, you knew that I was an austere man collecting debt I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. So this man did nothing, even not put it in the bank. There would be interest in return, even investment rather than labor. So why then did you not put my money in the bank, that at my coming I might have collected it with interest? Verse 24, and he said to those who stood by, take the mina from him and give it to him who has 10 minas. The wicked man's mina or pound is given to the faithful man of 10 minas. Verse 25, but they said to him, his disciples said to him, Master, he has 10 minas. For I say to you that to everyone who has will be given, and from him who does not have. So because to everyone who has will be given, because of his faithfulness to the master. Then him who does not have even what he has taken away from him because of his wickedness. That is, he justified his unfaithfulness with the merciless and unjust master. So the last verse 27, but bringing here those enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them. So simply, they don't want the nobleman or Jesus as the Lord. So those enemies of mine are the world, including his citizens, in verse 14, the today most Jews, except 144,000 during Great Tribulation who repent and accept Jesus the Lord. Then is here, slay them before me. So the world would be judged and his kingdom would be set up. We covered all questions during the study. Do you have any questions?